It's much harder these days to get your clients out on bond, but this, really the number one issue is where is your client and how do you find them? So here we have the online detainee locator system. It is far from perfect. You have to try several different spellings, probably most of the time, to find your client. And if you have the A number, that's ideal, but most of us have to find them before we can find an A number because you have to say, look at the number on your bracelet. Can you read me that number? That's the number I need to know so that you can actually track the NTA. But if you get online at this site, then you can enter the information, the A number, the country of birth, the full name, date of birth, and it will tell you where that person, if they are in ICE custody, where they are located. Sometimes they'll still be in state custody or federal custody, and so you won't be able to find them in the locator system.
It's far from perfect, and it's far from even useful sometimes. Like, because if you don't know how ICE is going to exactly enter your client's name sometimes, and it does have to be an exact match.
Yeah, it has to. It does have to be perfect. So again, the mechanics of ICE detainers, if you look under the CFR, this is how they issue the detainer. It is a voluntary agreement between state and local law enforcement agencies and the federal government. There is no mandatory compliance with any detainer. And so you will hear a lot of misinformation about detainers because it really is up to the specific agency to decide whether or not they're going to comply with the detainer.